This is Hannah Bentham. Hannah, what made you decide to come to Urbana 12?
Well, my parents have always been heavily involved with InterVarsity, and I've always been interested with missions and ministries, and I'm definitely not entirely sure what I want to do after college, so definitely looking for opportunities, and I'm here to spend time with my family as well while I'm here and talk with people and kind of see what God wants to say.
How is your family involved?
They're volunteers this year. My dad used to be on InterVarsity staff a long time ago, so just volunteer staff this year.
So this is kind of a family venture then?
Yes.
So what are you most excited about for the conference?
Ooh, I love the worship a lot. This is my second year here, actually. And I love all of the books, too. I like the library that they offer. And just learning about different things and missions that I've never really considered, and learning about what's going on in missions that I don't get to hear otherwise, and just kind of learning about what God's doing in the world. It's really exciting.
So is there anything that happened last year at Urbana that kind of carries over into this year for you as you're kind of pursuing God's calling for you?
I guess just continue talking with specific missions organizations maybe that I was more interested in last time, but yeah, I don't have really any like specific type of missions that I feel called to at the moment, but yeah, just continuing to kind of discover maybe some interests that I had last time. So
this is Rebecca Bentham. Rebecca, what brought you to Urbana?
I guess the same. My dad was an InterVarsity staff before I was born, and he's always been very interested in InterVarsity, and my mom has worked for Urbana a couple times as a steward. When we were freshmen, I'm a senior currently, and we were freshmen, he took us to Urbana for the first time, and we wanted to do it again, so we came again. My college doesn't have InterVarsity, but I'm a student leader for the Christian organization we have, and I wish we had InterVarsity, but our school doesn't accept those things, so it's neat to be around other Christians.
So is there any particular track that you're hoping to follow while you're here?
I'm not sure yet. I've been looking at the student leaders one for a little bit. I haven't picked a track because there are a couple things I'm interested in. So that was one I was considering but haven't applied for. We'll see.
So now, actually, could I ask you a question? Since you've been working at Urbana for so long as volunteering, just at InterVarsity?
Quite a while ago that my last Urbana was 84.
Okay. And this is Deneen?
Yes.
Deneen Bentham. What do you think sets Urbana apart from other missions conferences?
I haven't been to a lot of other missions conferences. I've been involved in ministry with my husband, who is a pastor. But I think it's the opportunity to rub shoulders with missionaries in the field, overseas, in the United States, people in our everyday lives, and talk to them about what they're doing, and hear God's call on each of our lives, I think, in whatever we're doing, and how we can serve Him in missions, and so many opportunities to see what God's doing in the world away and in the world right next door. So